This is our fifth conference in the retreat on wisdom and the spiritual life. We have been considering our spiritual life from the perspective of the revelation in sacred scripture. Our concentration here is on divine wisdom as revealed in the Old Testament. The word wisdom for us believers has a very definite meaning. Those who do not believe in God or do not accept his inspired revelation may identify wisdom with philosophy or with deep, erudite human knowledge. We know that divine wisdom came from God. We might almost say that divine wisdom is divine revelation communicated through the inspired text of sacred scripture. As we go through the Old Testament, however, we find there are certain books that over the centuries the church has identified as the wisdom books. They are the book of Proverbs, the book of Job, the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Sirach, or Ecclesiasticus, and the book of Wisdom. It is not coincidental, but a sad fact of religious history, that two of these wisdom books are simply missing in both the Jewish and the Protestant Old Testament, namely the book of Sirach or Ecclesiasticus and the book of Wisdom are just not in the Jewish or Protestant Bibles. What a loss. No books of the Old Testament speak more clearly and precisely and unambiguously both about our purpose on earth to serve God, to know his mind and his will, so that knowing what God wants, we will do it and thus reach that eternal destiny for which we were made. These are the books of wisdom and especially Ecclesiasticus. All of this and much more we could expand and explain on in this conference in the retreat. The word wisdom has consecrated meanings as found in the Old Testament. The Greeks called it Sophia. The Romans called it Sapientia. And the Jews, Chachma. Whatever else the Old Testament does, it keeps comparing the wisdom that comes from man and the wisdom that comes from God. No doubt there is such a thing as human wisdom, the knowledge and insight that human beings can gain from study, from reflection, from experience, and from other human beings. And accumulatively, that wisdom, called human wisdom in sacred scripture, is extensive and profound. However, true wisdom, says the Bible, is wisdom that comes from God. We might for a moment reflect on the importance of distinguishing between human wisdom and divine wisdom. Whatever else is true in the modern world, there is a deep, widespread hunger among human beings for knowledge and more knowledge and still more knowledge. The average in the United States, the lowest figure, is 5 million Americans on college campuses in our country. People are paying, not millions, billions in our nation to acquire some knowledge. How much of that knowledge, which Scripture calls human wisdom, is not indeed useless, but by comparison with true wisdom, which comes from God, it is, as the Scriptures keep telling us, like so much chaff blown by the wind. In my estimation, there is no deeper hunger of the human heart than for knowledge. People want to know and know and know still more. But on the words of the Holy Spirit, there is only one kind of knowledge, which the Scriptures call wisdom, that is really worth acquiring. And we should spend ourselves in acquiring this knowledge called wisdom. We go on. Surprisingly, and because the so-called sapiential or wisdom books are complete only in the Catholic Bible, we know, as so many of our fellow Christians do not know, that wisdom, as revealed in the Old Testament, is not only something that comes from God in the deepest sense of revealed language. Wisdom, we are told, is God. And this wisdom, who is God, became man. By now, over the years, how many times we've read the Gospel of St. John or the letters of St. Paul, St. John's most profound name for Jesus Christ is to call him the Word of God. The knowledge that God has of himself, which faith tells us, is no mere abstraction. This knowledge which God has of himself is the second person of the Holy Trinity who became man. And St. Paul, in one simple declarative sentence, tells us, Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God. There's only one risk in a conference like this. Its depth and ramifications, talking about wisdom and the spiritual life, are so profound and extensive, they literally synthesize our whole faith. Because if the Old Testament tells us we are to acquire wisdom, we are to know as far as in us lies, with the help of God's grace, we are to acquire in our minds what is in the mind of God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, what then does it mean to acquire wisdom, to know the mind of God? Only we believing Christians can make this statement. It means to know Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is the mind of God. He is the wisdom of God. We go on. The wisdom revealed in the Old Testament, especially in the books of wisdom, of which there are mainly five, which we identified. Well, there is language already in the Old Law that tells us this wisdom of God is quite literally identified with God. So that in the degree in which we acquire wisdom, we are acquiring, what am I saying? We are taking on. We are becoming more and more like God himself. Let me be as clear as my very limited intelligence and limited vocabulary can make me. The spiritual life begins in the mind. The spiritual life is founded on knowledge. We are told to trust in God. And we do. We are told to love God. And in our own weak, faltering way, we do. But, and watch this adversative, we shall trust in God and we shall love God only in the degree that we know God. That is why, no coincidence this, that is why faith is the foundation of the spiritual life. And why the first gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift of wisdom, which brings to fruition what a word, brings to fruition. So what's fruition? I've taught students for too many years not to know that I use words, and those words don't always, to say the least, reach their minds. Fruition means enjoyment. The gift of wisdom brings our virtue of faith to fruition. Faith is the foundation, but the enjoyment of what we believe, and we believe in the mind. The object of faith is knowledge. Knowledge where? Knowledge in the intellect. And wisdom is the enjoyment of what we know. Change the sentence. Wisdom is the enjoyment of whom we know. The infinite God. Who gave us human beings, alone of all creation in the visible world, gave us a mind. Why? That we might use this mind. So what do we do with our mind? We acquire knowledge. So what kind of knowledge do we acquire? The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. The knowledge about God. The knowledge that comes from God. That is wisdom. And living in the world that is positively, I want to watch my verb, stuffed with knowledge, intoxicated with information about everything. Oh, how this world needs, and that means we, how we need the one knowledge, except for which all other knowledge is useless. In fact, in the absence of wisdom, which is the knowledge of God, and the knowledge that comes from God, in the absence of wisdom, all other knowledge is not only useless, but the most dangerous possession that the human mind can acquire. Stuffed with knowledge of the world, filled with knowledge about things you can feel and taste and see. What folly. In the absence of that knowledge which alone makes life worth living in this world. And the life, please God, we shall experience in the world to come. We were made to know God by faith in this world, and face to face, eye to eye, in the world to come. We go on. This is the Old Testament. Needless to say, one of my hopes as a result of this retreat is to increase your respect for what, as I said, we still condescendingly call the Old Testament. Old nothing. The Holy Spirit inspired both, shall we remind ourselves, the so-called Old Testament and the New. If we are to understand the New Testament, listen, we must know it in the light of the Old. And if we are to understand the Old Testament, we are to know it in the light of the New. It is one and the same Holy Spirit. Here, revealing himself as divine wisdom in the Old Testament. Revealing himself as divine wisdom become man in the New. But as we saw in our meditation on the Torah, remember? T-O-R-A-H. This is God revealing what? Revealing his will. All of this hangs together. It better. God, as we saw, revealed many things about himself, his being, his profound knowledge and understanding, his goodness, and his infinite power. But he also and mainly revealed to the human race his will. What he wants us, his creatures, to do. And with emphasis, what he wants his chosen creatures to do. And sometimes we are tempted not to appreciate. Lord, help me to say the right thing. We don't always appreciate being the chosen people of God, because those whom God chooses are those he imposes. Pardon the verb. That's our verb. He expects things of those whom he chooses that he demands of no one else. And to know what God expects of me as a chosen soul by God, that's wisdom. Wisdom is not speculation. It is surely not even religious celebration. I don't think I have to say this, but say it I will. Not every theologian is a saint. And not every saint over the centuries has been a theologian. The nearest thing to a theologian among the 12 apostles was St. Thomas, remember? And he had his problems. Forever asking questions. The key is to allow our minds humbly to listen to God and never ask God why. That's wisdom. For me, in the Old Testament, there are by now hundreds of passages that over the years I've tried to use, and many that I've memorized. Well, there is one that synthesizes for me the Old Testament. It is the statement of God identifying himself as wisdom. And he says, I, wisdom, love those who love me. Ego sapientia, diligentibus me, diligo. I love those who love me. We want to be loved by God, don't we? No matter who else loves us, unless God does, we are loveless human beings indeed. How do you grow in the love of God better? How do you grow in being loved by God? Loving him. Loving him as who? Loving him as wisdom. Wanting to know, watch this, wanting to know sincerely with an open heart what he wants me to do. Many people, by now I've dealt with thousands of souls, I honestly believe, spend their lifetime running away from wisdom. They are scared, to use my Anglo-Saxon vocabulary, they're scared to find out, to know what God wants them to do. And this, as St. Ignatius taught us, is the main purpose of a retreat. Hear it? Lord, what do you want me to do? Or the blind men in the gospel, Lord, that I may see. See what? See your will for me. And our sincere desire to know the will of God for me is God's own description of those whom he loves. But we're not finished yet. As we go through the Old Testament, especially the wisdom books, we learn several things. To be exact, four. That there is a true wisdom and a false wisdom. What is true wisdom? Wisdom is from God. What is false wisdom? False wisdom is from men. ignoring, independent of God. I sometimes watch, sadly, especially on a New York subway, or for that matter now on the Washington Metro, people buried of a morning in the New York Times to acquire human wisdom, much of it. Oh, how I wish one of the editors of the New York Times could see this program, and much of it false. Only God does not lie. Human beings lie. First teaching, therefore, there is true and there is false wisdom. To be sure that we spend our lives in acquiring the true wisdom that is from God. That's why we should read sacred scripture. It is God talking to us. That's why we should read the teachings of the church. That's why we should meditate, to not merely acquire more knowledge, but to deepen our knowledge, which is wisdom, of God's will in our regard. That's why we should constantly pray, and depending on how many occasions in a given day we are faced with, Lord, what do I do now? 5 minutes ago, things were clear. I may have said this to you before, I repeat it. It's a matter of habit. I pick up a telephone receiver with my left hand, and I carry a rosary in my right pocket. Sometimes, by mistake, I put the rosary in another pocket, so the system doesn't work. But whenever possible, I pick up the receiver with my left hand and my rosary with the right. And I am no pious kook. I need to know what to tell the person over the telephone. Many of these people I've never met. They want counsel. They want to be told what is God's will. I cannot possibly know. The rosary is my way of being in contact, listen, with the seat of wisdom. Am I making sense? Second lesson. True wisdom has 5 qualities. We could start the meditation all over again. Wisdom and the spiritual life, 1. And the next conference, wisdom and the spiritual life, 2. Well, we don't have that luxury. I'll just give you the 5 qualities in the Old Testament wisdom books describing the quality of true wisdom. True wisdom is humble. True wisdom is patient. True wisdom is chaste. True wisdom is obedient. True wisdom is disciplined. True wisdom is always in control, and you know of whom? Of oneself. Third teaching of the wisdom books of the Old Testament. Wisdom grows through practice. If you want to become more wise, act on the wisdom you've got. And the surest way of losing even what wisdom you possess is not acting on the inspirations of God's grace, otherwise called wisdom. Act on the wisdom you have, and you'll get more. Finally, true wisdom is the only source of real happiness. All unhappiness in the world is finally due to stupidity. The trouble is, so much of that stupidity is culpable. We all want to be happy, even in this valley of tears, to encourage us that full happiness is awaiting us in the life to come. Be wise, and you will be profoundly happy. One closing observation. But don't look to the world to give you support. Because the wisdom that comes from God is, as St. Paul tells us, folly in the eyes of the world. In order to remain wise and possess that happiness that God has in store for us in this life, we must ignore what other people think or say. I didn't think I'd say it, but I think I should. The other day, my driver from the university back to my Jesuit residence in Manhattan told me that in one diocese, among certain leaders, Father Hardin is considered the devil incarnate. I have never heard that compliment before. If you want the world to love you, you will have to give up true wisdom, which is from God. Lord Jesus, you are the wisdom of God, who came into this world to teach us true wisdom. teach us, dear Jesus, who you are, what you want us to do to become more and more like you here on earth and possess you in heaven for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.